appreciate you. Well, it's a joy to be back in the house of the Lord again tonight, and we appreciate you being here. And I'm so glad that God gave me a new song when I got saved. Amen. I appreciate the privilege, and thank God for the safety on the highway. We've been traveling. We went to Greensboro, Jamestown, rather, today, my wife and I, to see her aunt that's in a rest home there. She's 86 years old. Loves the Lord, not ashamed of Jesus. And then we came on back home, and then we came early to go by the hospital in Martinsville, Virginia, to see one of our members had surgery there today. So you remember her. She came through the surgery well, and she'll be going home Friday morning, the good Lord willing. Appreciate this church. Glad you still got the doors open. Got your man of God. Got some excitement about him. I like that. Sure do. And I appreciate the singing tonight. And now we want to bring the word of God, the good Lord will. How many of you got your Bibles there? Would you wave your Bibles just a little bit? Amen. You know, there's enough people here tonight, praise God, to have old time Holy Ghost revival if we really want one. If you're physically able, I want you to stand and turn to Psalms chapter number 84. Psalms chapter number 84. And I want to read just 12 verses. Only has 12 verses in this chapter. And I want to read these 12 verses to you and bring a message from this chapter. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. We have a living God. No use to cry out to a dead God because you won't get any answer. But you have a living God, and if you'll cry out to him, I'm glad he'll answer you. And yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Now notice this word blessed. It's used three times in these verses. Look what it says. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. What about that? I'm glad you're here. You're dwelling in God's house tonight. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. And then he said, Selah. I don't know many people, Brother Billy, that's out of the house of God that's praising God. I don't know too many that's in the house of God that's praising God. But I know every one of us ought to be praising God. And if I'm not praising God, you're not praising God, I'm telling you, there's something wrong with us, spiritually speaking. Then he said, blessed, there's that word again, is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, which means weeping, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Then there's the word Selah again. Stop and meditate on the previous verses or the verses that you have just heard. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked, of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. S-U-N now. a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. You have a choice, as the preacher said tonight. You have a choice, and he had a choice to either accept Christ or not accept Christ. And we have a choice to walk uprightly or not to walk uprightly. But he said, if we walk uprightly, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, here's that word again. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. My Father, I thank you for the word of God that's true, pure, and precious, and powerful. And Lord, we thank you for saving us, and thank you for the privilege we have to preach the word of God. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me tonight. Fill me afresh and fill me anew with the Holy Spirit and the power of God. Encourage your people and strengthen them. And truly, Lord, revive us again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on the subject tonight of how to stay happy when life disappoints you. How to stay happy when life disappoints you. If you read about Solomon, you will find that his servants were happy servants. And we need some people that will be happy. We need some preachers that are happy. We need some members that are happy. And there's no reason why that we can't be happy. Now, in verse number 1 down through verse number 12, the word blessed is used 3 times in these 12 verses. The word blessed is used 3 times in these 12 verses. And the word blessed means happy. One preacher used to come through town, he'd make this statement, if you're not happy, how come? May I ask you tonight, if you're not happy, why aren't you happy? And so as I was reading this morning, real early, woke up this morning a little after 4 and got up and read and studied till about 6:30. And I was reading this chapter in verse 1 down through verse 12. And I looked up that word blessed, and it's used 3 times here in this chapter, verse number 4, verse number 5, and then in verse number 12. But I looked it up to see how many times it was used in all of the Psalms. There is 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms. And so the word happy is used 49 times in these 150 Psalms. And the most of the time in these Psalms, that word means happy. And in all 3 of the words here, the word blessed used in verse 4 and verse 5 and verse 12 means happy, which is you would call beatitudes, which are happy. And I want to tell you tonight, praise God, I'm happy. And if you're saved, you ought to be happy. Say amen. I'm so happy. I got so much to be thankful for. And that, what was that last song you sung? Thank you, Lord. What's the title of it? Amen. I told my wife, I said, we got this song in the house. She said, yeah. I said, before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to sing that song. But probably when I get home and I'll be so tired, I'll say, I'll get it tomorrow. Well, you listen to what I'm saying? That is a wonderful song. We got so much to thank God for. We got so much to be happy for. Now, the Jews were required to go to Jerusalem 3 times each year to celebrate the Passover and Pentecost and the Feast of the Tabernacles. And the author of this psalm was unable to join the pilgrims as they journeyed. And even though his soul yearned and longed to be there. But he was unable to go with them at this time. But he had a yearning and a desire to want to go to the house of God. And I'll tell you, I didn't care anything about going to church until I got saved. I did not attend Sunday school but one time in my life until I got saved. And I got saved when I was 23 years old. So all of my younger days and teenage years, I just wasted living for self and the things of the world. But I've been saved now for 44 years plus, and I haven't missed over maybe two or three times going to Sunday school and Sunday morning preaching and Sunday night in over 44 years. I like the house of God. I love the house of God. I'm thrilled to death to be right here tonight. I'd just soon to be right here tonight as any other place on planet Earth. Say amen. Amen. I mean, I feel at home right here tonight. I feel at home every time I go to Westside Baptist Church where I pastor. But I feel at home right here behind this pulpit. Amen. I'm as happy as a June bug in a clover field. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, I am happy tonight. Yes. And so, he had a desire to go to the house of God. Now, you know, a lot of people have a desire to go to the house of God and they have to work on the Lord's Day. And we've been praying that Sister Nancy would not have to do this and things would change for her. But I guarantee you, if she has to go and work on the Lord's Day, I mean, her desire is going to be right here. I mean, if you have to work on the Lord's Day, I'm going to guarantee you, if you're saved by the grace of God, your desire is going to want to be in the house of the Lord. And we ought to pray for everybody that has to work on the Lord's Day and pray sincerely and pray the Lord would make a way where they would not have to work on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday. And the preacher had special requests for her. Last night we got around the altar and prayed that God would help her concerning this. Boy, the Lord's good, ain't he? I didn't like to work on Sunday before I ever got saved. I had to a few times. Every third Sunday when I worked at a service station, I had to work on the Lord's Day. But I was born and raised on a farm. Daddy had a farm, had 111 acres on it, and we all worked on the farm. But on Saturday, Daddy would say, we're going to work till 12, and then we're going to put the mules in the pasture. We're going to feed them, and we're going to rest on Saturday afternoon. We're going to get in the truck, and we're all going to go to town. We're going to celebrate. We're going to get a hot dog and Coca-Cola and a milkshake. Boy, that's still good celebration. I mean, I still love hot dogs, good hot dogs. And I still love a Coca-Cola. And I still love ice cream, praise God. And I still love chicken. I put a lot of it in the ministry, say amen. Hey, ain't God good to us? You better believe he is. But he said those mules and those horses need some rest. And we're not going to work on the Lord's Day. We're not going to go in the field on the Lord's Day. And very few times did we ever have to work on the farm on the Lord's Day. It belongs to the Lord. Say amen. Amen. And I love the house of God, don't you? Yes. I love to go to Sunday school. I still love to go to 11 o'clock preaching service. And then back on Sunday night, back on Wednesday night. I still love revival meetings. I still love camp meetings. Thank God, I just love the house of God. The psalmist said in Psalm chapter number 122 and verse number 1, I was glad, that means happy, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He didn't say I was mad. He didn't say I was sad. He didn't say I was upset. He said I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost said that. let us go into the house of God. Let us go to the house of God and hear the old-fashioned songs and old-fashioned singing. Amen. You got the right music around here, brother. Got the right Bible, thank God. Amen. Got the right message. I thank God there's still some old-fashioned, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist churches that hasn't gone contemporary and still like the old ways, because the old ways are God's ways and the best ways and the only ways. And I'm going to stick with the old stuff. I'm going to stick with the old past. Thank God I don't need anything any better than what we have. Woo! I told you I feel right at home. Sure do. Absolutely right. And so, my friend, you'll find that life has its disappointments. I'm sure that all of us at times have been disappointed. We've probably been disappointed in ourselves, don't you reckon? Is there anybody that's been disappointed in your own self? I've been disappointed in myself before. That's why the Bible says in Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our flesh is weak. And Paul said in Philippians 3:3, have no confidence in the flesh because it will let you down. But I'm glad God won't never let you down. But there are disappointments in life. And here you find, my friend, the three beatitudes or the three blessings in this Psalms that tells you how to handle them. I'm glad this Bible tells us how to handle disappointments. Has anybody ever disappointed you that you love? Raise your hand. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever disappointed you that you worked with? Raise your hand. Has anybody ever disappointed you that were your friends? Would you raise your hand? Has anybody ever disappointed you that was your neighbor? Would you raise your hand? Well, now you see that life is full of disappointments. But God gives us in the Word of God how to handle disappointments. Now I like it, don't you? Number one is the blessing of dwelling together in the Lord's house. Praise God. We are together in the Lord's house. Westside Baptist Church, where I pastor, is the Lord's house. And Faith Baptist Church here in Danville, Virginia, is the Lord's house. And you're in the Lord's house. And I got news for you. It's raining outside and you still come to the Lord's house. Isn't that a blessing? Why, people go to the mall when it's raining. They go shopping when it's raining. They go to work when it's raining. Why not go to church when it's raining? Amen, praise God. We still love the house of the Lord. I go to church when it's snowing. I go to church when it's icing. I go to church when it's cold. I go to church when it's hot. I go to church when I feel like it, and I go to church when I don't feel like it. I love the house of God. Woo! Hey, brother, I'm a feeling better all over than anywhere else. Praise God. Don't you love God's house? I believe you love God's house. I don't believe you to come out tonight. If you didn't love God's house, I believe you'd have stayed home. It'd have been a good night, wouldn't it? But if you're saved by the grace of God, and my friend, you know that you need to be in the house on Wednesday and you're physically able to go and you didn't go, I don't believe you'd had too much of a comfortable time at the house. But now you just wait till after a while when the service is over and you get home, and if it's raining or not raining, you'll still feel so good that God allowed you physically to go to the house of God, and you enjoyed, my friend, the singing, you enjoyed the fellowship, and I hope you enjoyed the preaching. Amen. I've already enjoyed the fellowship. I've already enjoyed the singing. And I've already enjoyed the preaching, praise God. You mean tell me you enjoy your own preaching? Most of the time, Sometimes I don't, amen. That's right. Dr. Tom Malone said one time, he said he was talking about coming down the road and listening to one of his own tapes, one of his own messages on tape. Somebody asked, said, Brother Tom, you mean tell me you listen to your own preaching, you like your own preaching? He said, if I don't like it, how in the world do I expect anybody else to like it? Right. Say me. Woo! Sometimes I don't like mine at all. I won't even listen to it. Sometimes, forget about it. We're going anyway. The blessing of dwelling together. There is strength in togetherness. Amen. Now, you'll find this in verse number 4. Blessed are they, or happy are they, that dwell in thy house. Hallelujah. Happy are you, blessed are you, that dwell in the house of the Lord. I'm going to tell you, brother, I taught Sunday school Sunday morning. I preached a solid hour Sunday morning. I preached about 40 minutes on Sunday night. Then I preached again Monday night here. I preached again last night here. And I'm preaching tonight here. And Lord willing, tomorrow night and Friday night, I have enjoyed it. Amen. Sometimes Paul said to be instant, he said, preach the word. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2, or 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2. Preach the word of God. God still chooses the preaching the word of God to save them that will believe. Boy, I love to preach. I started to say, don't you? Let me say, I love to preach, don't you, preacher? You women probably do a lot of preaching around the house, but anyway. You'll find the Bible said in verse number 4, blessed are they, happy are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Oh, brother, I know some folk, and you know some folk, used to praise God and shout the victory. I mentioned this one time. I think on Monday night, you know somebody that used to be in church and they were praising God and shouting the victory and had a testimony, get up and shout and even run the aisles, but they got out of church, somebody said something to offend them, or somebody said something they didn't like, or somebody did something to them, and they're cold and they're bitter and they're angry and they have an unforgiving spirit, and now they're out of the house of God and all they do is grind and grumble and complain, and where they used to be in the house of God and praising the Lord. Brother Donald, I've seen people, and I know people that when trouble comes, they get out of the house of God. Man, you ought to go to church more when trouble comes. I mean, you need the house of God. This church is needed right here in this spot. And don't ever let the doors be closed on this church. Don't ever let this church go contemporary. Don't ever let this church, my friend, listen, use some other so-called Bible rather than the King James Holy Bible. Say amen. Amen. Keep it right. It started off on a solid foundation. Keep it on a solid foundation. Don't this sign out here say, faith Baptist Church, praise God, don't you even think about, don't you even entertain the thought of taking Baptist off of your sign. Amen. Amen. I'm going to heaven because I'm saved. And I'm an independent Baptist by conviction and by choice. After all, Jesus was a Baptist and John was a Baptist. They were baptized, weren't they? Say amen. Amen. I said, as long as I'm passing Westside Baptist Church, it will always be Westside Baptist Church. I want folk to know, praise God, who we are and where we stand and amen. What we stand and who we stand for. Amen. Say amen, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to keep on praising God. And I'll guarantee you, if I If I were to backslide on God, and none of us are exempt from backsliding, but I guarantee you, if I was to backslide on my Lord, there wouldn't be no time, and I would not be praising God tonight. And you would not be praising God tonight. Let's everybody say this. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Praise God. He's worthy to be praised. And we ought to praise him because of what he's done for us, and because of what he's doing for us, and because what he's promised to do for us. We have something to praise God for. Say amen. Amen. So you find the priests and the Levites probably did and could have taken for granted their privilege of dwelling in the courts of the Lord. I don't ever want to take it for granted that I'm able to go to the house of God. Folks, there's a lot of people in the rest homes tonight that would give anything in the world if they were able to be in this church service tonight. They give anything in the world if they were able to work a job. Give anything in the world if they were able to go to old time Holy Ghost revival. Oh my. Let's don't take this privilege for granted. Let's thank God that we're physically able to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Could I hear everybody say amen? Say it one more time. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. Woo! Amen, glory to God. He's good to us. Thank God that you're here. You need to be here. You should have wanted to be here. I believe you did. But the psalmist didn't take it for granted. God's altar were to him what a nest was to a bird. God's altar and God's house were meant something to the psalmist. Just like a nest means something to a bird. My wife has some of these ferns, you know, these big old green flowers, fern, just big old things. We got them hung on the front porch, one on this side, one on this side over here. And those little sparrows just love to build nests in those ferns. Y'all, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. Well, you'll try to scare them away and do something to hinder them. But you know, it's hard to tear that nest down, especially when they build it so good. Only God can let you. I don't know if a human being can build a nest like a little old sparrow can. I don't care how talented you are. How talented that you are. They just got the bird howl. They just got the bird howl to build a bird's nest. It's hard to tear that nest down, especially when they've laid those eggs. But you know why? Because that nest, and they always build it where you can't hardly see it. And they'll build it so high that you can't reach it. Sometimes a ladder, you don't have a ladder tall enough to reach it. That nest to a bird is his safety. Isn't that a blessing from God? His safety. And not only is it his safety, but thank God it is a place of protection for him. And did you know God's house is a place of safety for us as his children? Amen. It's a place of safety for our children. It's a place of safety for our grandchildren. It's a place of safety for our elderly people. It's a place of safety, my friend. Amen. And it's a place of protection. Yeah. Say amen. Now I know we're living in dangerous times, and you hear now about
these wicked, sorry, low down, good for nothing, God haters, Christian haters, and church haters breaking into churches and killing people with guns and robbing churches. One of the men I was out visiting Saturday morning, this lady that's been coming to our church some, she hadn't joined yet. But she came out and she was in tears. And we asked, what's wrong? She said, my son got locked up in jail on Friday. He's in jail now. She said, what in the world is your son doing in jail? Him and two more people, she said, broke in to a church and stole some things out of that church, and they got caught and locked them up. First time, she said, he's ever been in any trouble, but he got with the wrong crowd. Oh, brother, and her heart was literally broken. She said, can you imagine somebody? She said, can you imagine somebody that would be that low and that sorry, although it was my son, to break into God's house and steal that belongs to God? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, in Jeremiah 17:9. You know what the problem is? Got a bad heart. Got a bad heart. Oh boy, the house of God is a place of safety. Isn't that a blessing from God? A place of safety and satisfaction. I'm so glad, praise God. I don't know of anything that I could be anywhere, Brother Donald, that I could be more satisfied than where I am right now, unless it would be in our church or in another church. I am as satisfied as satisfied can get right now. I'm content right now. I want to say it again. I don't know of any place I'd rather be than in the house of the Lord than where I am right now. I don't know where I could be getting any better help than where I am right now. I mean, being together with God's people is an encouragement. And it strengthens you, because we all face the same old battles every day, don't we? Because we all made out of the same stuff, which is flesh. And we all have basically the same problems. A lot of preachers will leave one church and go to another church. And I know that God does move preachers around at times. I understand that. But I tell you, brother, as I preach revival meetings in other churches across this country, you find different faces, but the most time you find the same old problems. Same problems. Amen. And the more people you have, the more problems you have. And if there wasn't nobody in my church or our church where I pastor except me, there'd still be problems. Who'd give the problem? Me. That's right. I'd be griping because there wasn't nobody else there. Say amen. Brother, I'm going to tell you, but go to the house of God where there's unity, where people love God, and you pray together, and you sing together, and you worship together, and you give together, and you serve together. Man, you got somebody to help you. Hallelujah, praise God. Man, he is good to us, isn't he? Oh, yeah. If you can't get to church, you find you a place to bow
and you find you a place to pray. And I want to tell you, you may not be able to come to the house of God physically, but I tell you what you can do, you can still worship God. One fellow said, well, I worship God at home. I said, you're supposed to worship God at home. But I said, if you go to church and worship God, you'll be able to worship God at home better. Because Jesus said to the woman at the well, had been married 5 times, shacking up with a man, living ungodly, doing ungodly things. And Jesus said to her, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And boy, she found out who the truth was. Amen. The truth was the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes. Praise God, if you know him, he's with you everywhere you go, and you can talk to him.
Yes.
My wife and I told you we visited out at the rest home to see her aunt today, and they brought this lady in. They in the dining room, was there while she was eating. And they brought this lady in a wheelchair, and she was just as nice and kind. She spoke, hello, how y'all doing? And so we were sitting there with my wife's aunt, and my wife's aunt was eating her dinner, and she was sitting there talking, and all of a sudden we heard somebody over the next table talking. And I looked over, and it wasn't anybody there except that lady. And she was talking, she was eating, and then she would talk. There wasn't nobody there at the table with her. And she would talk a little bit, and then she would laugh out loud. And I thought, I don't know who she's talking to, but she sure is happy. Whoever she's talking to, maybe she can hear them talking back, but we couldn't hear anybody. She may have had Alzheimer's or something, and I know a lady in our church, her mother's in one of the rest homes close to where our pastor would go over and see her a lot. And she laughs all the time. She'll say a few words and then she'll just laugh and clap her hands. And boy, I tell you, I'd rather see them like that than just real down and sad. And boy, I tell you, it makes a difference, don't it? But I'll tell you something. If you're saved, praise God, you can talk to people. You can go down the road and just talk to the Lord. People pass by and see you and everybody say, who's he talking to? I'm talking to the Lord. That's who I'm talking to. Are you listening? Get on your lawnmower. Sing while you're mowing the yard. Now, if you got to push it, you might ought to pray. Say amen. I mean, praise God. Just talk to the Lord. That old song, I forget who wrote that song now. Will I talk to the Lord this morning? Morning, talk to the Lord this morning. Did you talk to the Lord this morning? Amen. David said in Psalm chapter number 55, verse number 17, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He said, praise God, I just continually talk to him. He don't never get tired of us talking. We spend 9 to 12 months when God blesses a family with a little boy or a little girl, we spend 9 to 12 months trying to get them to talk. Can't you say, Daddy? Say, Dad, Dad. Dad, you don't tend to say, teach them the first word is mother. It's always Daddy. Dad, Dad. You can say, come on, Dad, Dad. And my son said, you tried for 9 to 12 months to get us to talk, and now you're trying to get us to hush talking. Say amen. Is that about right? Well, aren't you glad that you can talk to your father? And I don't think he gets tired of us talking to him. I think he might get tired of us. I don't think so. I know he gets tired of us if we're grumbling and griping and complaining to him about something. But he don't never get tired of us letting our burdens and our cares and our concerns be made known unto him.
He delights to know that we are so dependent on him that we share our burdens with him and let our prayer requests be made known unto him. Glory to God and the Lamb forevermore. Ain't he good to us? Well, that's one way to stay happy, isn't it? You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We're nearing the shore. We're nearing the shore. Trouble soon will be over. We'll suffer no more. Toiling's all done. Victory is won. It's joy to know that we're nearing the shore. Hey, we're nearing the shore, Brother Donald. And the closer we get to going home, the more that we ought to be in the house of the Lord like we are tonight and involved in the good things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, wouldn't it be a blessing God wants to come tonight, just take us all to glory right on out of here tonight. Amen. Praise God and the Lamb forevermore. Well, I looked up that little word dwell this morning. I think it's around 5 o'clock when I looked up that verse. I mean that word dwell. D-W-E-L-L, dwell. You remove the initial letter and you got well, don't you? Well, it's well to dwell. Wouldn't you say so? It's well to dwell. Now, y'all been praying for me because my voice is getting better every night. And don't you stop praying for me now. I looked up that word, dwell. It means to sit down. What are y'all doing? Sitting there listening, praise God. Isn't that a blessing? And it means to remain. You don't have to remain all night. Now, I won't keep you all night. But you have remained. It means to settle. Woo! Settle. Settle down. Just settle down. And praise God, get steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Means to settle, means to marry. Yeah. I've had people tell my friends, tell me, well, I'm going to settle down now. I'm going to get married. It's sad when a lot of people get married and they don't settle down. But that means when you get married, you're going to settle down. You're going to settle down to just your wife and nobody else's. You're going to settle down to your husband. Say amen. And if you don't, you're going to be in trouble with the good Lord you had. Amen. Settle down. You know Brother Billy Canoy? Used to pastor Church Street Baptist Church. I've got a lot of his material. And he said, I believe God's got one wife for every man. He's got one church for every man. We just need to find out who it is and where it is. Say amen right there, somebody. It means to make, and it means to keep house. So you're in a good church, just settle down. Just buckle up. Just pray for your church. Back your church. Back the man of God. Follow the man of God as he follows the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for the man of God. Pick him up when he's down. Provide for him all that you can, brother. Every church needs a good old-fashioned preacher that ain't afraid to rear back and preach the word of God as it is to men, women, boys, and girls, whoever they might be. Amen. Glory to God. You say, well, I wish we had a better preacher. No, you don't. If you wished you had a better preacher, you'd pray for him. I told my people, I said, y'all want a better preacher? I said, pray for him and I'll get better. Say amen. Hey, Brother Donald, it's better to get better than it is to get bitter. And if we preachers ain't careful, we won't get better, we'll get bitter. And if you church members are not careful, you won't get better. You'll get bitter. Job didn't get bitter. He got better. Better, 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 better. Bitter, 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 bitter. You got to be careful. Don't get them mixed up. Oh, boy, God's good. Y'all sure are y'all have y'all all right at you? Y'all fine? Doing fine? No use to call 911 for anybody here, but I said, oh, you're looking good. All right. What you gonna do when things don't go well in your heart and your life? And what you gonna do about it? Well, number two, you find the blessing of desiring. Desiring. What is in your heart is what counts. And the psalmist said he had rather serve God in the temple than to serve anywhere else. We're not ever supposed to lose our desire for the house of the Lord and for the Bible and for witnessing and giving out gospel tracts and telling folk about the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't lose your desire. Verse number 5. Blessed. There it is again. Happy. Happy is the man whose strength is in thee. We read Psalm 46 last night. We won't read it again tonight. But our strength is in the Lord. I can't do what I'm doing on my own strength. You can't serve God like He wants you to on your own strength. But you can through the Lord. Say amen. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Boy, not a blessing from God. We're not to lose our desire for the church and the things of God. Brother Donald, we're not supposed to lose our desire for sinners that's lost and on the road to hell. We're not supposed to lose our desire for backsliders that's out yonder in the world and out of God's will. Paul said in Romans 10, in verse number 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. Man, most churches have lost their desire to see sinners saved. When you know that you have a desire to see sinners saved, then you will pray for them, you will visit them, you will talk to them, you will give them gospel tracts, you will invite them to come to Jesus, you will invite them to come to revival, you'll get on the telephone and call them or send them a card, write them a letter. My youngest son, both my sons are in church and serving God. But several years ago, all of my brothers, I've got 11 brothers and 2 sisters, and all of them made profession of faith, and it's 7 of us boys still living, and one of the girls, and 7 of us men still living out of the 14 children. And I was preaching one night on, don't let your uncles go to hell. Don't let your brothers and your sisters and your loved ones and your friends die and go to hell. Write them a letter, send them a card, call them on the telephone, go visit them, tell them about Jesus. My youngest son, I did not even know that he did this. But he wrote my brother, which would be his uncle, a letter and testified in that letter how that God saved him and he was praying that God would save him. And it went but just a few weeks after that my brother made a profession of faith, and he's still in church. And I said, well, I'm glad God spoke to your heart. He said, well, he said, God did. And he said, Brother Paul, he said, he spoke to my heart through that letter that your son wrote me. Woo! You went out that door the other night and hollered hallelujah, didn't you? Well, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Works out that one too, don't it?
Amen. Hallelujah.
God is so good, isn't he? We do that down at the church quite often. Let them know, praise God, we're alive on the inside. We're surrounded in houses down where our church is at. You've been there. I was out visiting one day. The fellow said, I don't have to come out to your church. I said, why? He said, I'll sit on the front porch and hear everything you say. Oh, God's good. I looked up that word desire. You know what it means? It means good pleasure. David, Paul said, my good pleasure for Israel is that they might get saved. It means purpose. He said, my purpose for living is for the Lord Jesus Christ and to point others to the Lord Jesus Christ. It means delight. He said, my delight is in seeing people get born again, getting birth into the family of God. That delight means my gladness. That delight means my joy. Boy, ain't God good. It's amazing. It means satisfaction. He said, it satisfies me when I lead somebody to the Lord, or when somebody else gets saved, and when I hear about others getting saved, it satisfies me. Woo! It thrills me too, don't it, you? Yes. Huh? Hey, you don't want to get a church stirred up as quick as anything. It's to see some old sinner walk it out and get saved by the grace of God. Amen. What a blessing from God. It means kindness. It means kindness. My heart's desire is kindness. You know what Paul said in Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 32? He said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You know why we're saved? For Christ's sake. That's why you're saved, is for Christ's sake. And surely the good Lord, he forgave us. And Paul said, if God forgave me and God forgave you, and he did, how come we can't forgive one another? What would we want to run around with a chip on our shoulder for? Somebody said, now this is, I'm just quoting what I've heard. I think you probably will agree with it. I don't really know whether you agree with me or not, but I think you might. Somebody said if you got a chip on your shoulder, there's a possibility you could have a wooden head. Reckon? I don't think I need to repeat that no more because everybody got it the first time. And one thing about it, praise God, I don't want to have no wooden head. Say amen. A lot of folk, they will put a chip on their shoulder. They didn't get it from the head, I don't guess. But they put a chip on the shoulder and they walk around just daring anybody to knock it off. Well, you just hang around, somebody will. Somebody, they'll knock it off. Just see how you will act when they knock it off. I'm so happy. You see, one reason why I'm so happy is because I'm getting better. I'm getting a whole lot better with this cold than I was when I came in here Monday night. Boy, you got. Let's go on. What's your desire? When your desires are godly, he will give you all that you need. So we need to be sure that our heart's desires are pleasing to God Almighty. Isn't that a blessing? He said in verse number 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, he says, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools, brother. And he said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Here's the next blessing. The next blessing. Now, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. How to stay happy? How you going to stay? I'm preaching on how to stay happy when disappointment comes to you. Number 3, you find it in verse number 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed. That word blessed again means happy is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. God's pilgrims go from strength to strength, and from faith to faith, and from grace to glory. Isn't that a blessing from God? Look in Romans chapter number 1, please. Look, I'll turn right to it. Verse 17. You don't even have to turn it, just right now. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, that's talking about you and I, the saved, shall live by faith. We go from grace to glory. Look at verse number 11. He said, for the Lord God is a shield, is a sun, S-U-N, and shield. The Lord will give, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. He is the sun. That's provision. How many of you grow a garden? Raise your hand. How many of you grow a garden? You plant a garden. A garden. You plant a garden. You plant a tomato. How many plant a tomato seed this year? A plant. Would you raise your hand? Tomatoes? Last year, how many have ever raised a garden, planted a garden? Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, I told Ronell, I said, you can't so many green beans this year. We don't need to plant no green beans for next year. She said, you're right. We ain't going to have to plant none next year. Did you know that garden has got to have the strength of the S-U-N on it for it to produce like you want it to? And did you know that we're going to have the strength of the sun, S-O-N, the Lord Jesus Christ, to shine on us? If we're going to be the Christian that pleases our Heavenly Father, he's got to shine on us. And he will shine on us. Hallelujah. If we'll just walk humbly before him. Say amen. So the sun represents provision. And the shield represents protection. Isn't that a blessing from God? Look at verse number 11. For the Lord God is a sun. Amen. Provision. And shield. Protection. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. God is good. Y'all probably sing that song around here. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ain't that a good song? Woo! Hey, I got news for you. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 23:6, and I'm through. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God, ain't that good? When I get down now, I got to realize that somebody is following me. Brother Billy, would you come up here just for a moment, please? I wasn't embarrassed for nothing. Brother Donald, come up here just a minute. This is going to be surely goodness, and this is going to be mercy. And the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So here I go. Let's see if surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means the long days, the short days, the dark days, the bright days, the sick days, the well days. Thank you. Surely goodness and mercy. Thank you. Amen. Means surely goodness will be with me when I'm down in the valley, when I can understand God, when I can't understand God, when I can feel God, and when I can't feel God. Are you listening? When I can track God and when I can't track God, surely goodness and mercy is with me all of the way. Hey, man, God's good. That's the message that God laid on my heart this morning at 15 minutes after 4. After 4. And I'm going to tell you something, Brother Donald. I have enjoyed preaching tonight as good, if not better, than I did all day Sunday at my own church and Monday night, excuse me, and Monday night and Tuesday night up here at this church. I have enjoyed myself. Amen. Praise God. Did you get this on CD? Is it on CD? Oh, it is? I'd like to have this message if you got it on a CD. I'm going to put it on the radio broadcast, praise God, and play it about 5 days. Oh, I didn't get that much preaching in there. About 3 will do it. I'm through preaching. And I hope you got something tonight that will help you. You go back and read Psalm. Just read Psalm. One preacher years ago, buddy, what was his name? He was up in Lynchburg, Virginia. What's the preacher that had that great big church up there? Jerry Falwell. Years ago, I'm talking about 35 years ago when I heard him say this. Shotgun barrel straight at that time. And as far as I know. And he said, everybody ought to read one psalm every day. That's a psalm. Those psalms are psalms. He said, because in this troubled world, we need a psalm. And then he said everybody ought to read one chapter in the book of Proverbs every day, and that's you'll find wisdom. Because Proverbs only has, it's got 31 chapters in it, and most months have 31 days in it. And so if we got a song from God, and we got wisdom from God, and then he said if you read, I don't think he said this, but I thought about this. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells you just how much Jesus loves us. And so if God gives us a song every day, God gives us wisdom every day, and then we go over there and read the Ecclesiastes, and it tells us how much the Lord loves us, I think we can make it through the darkest valley. Well, I'm through. Let's stand our feet. Pianist's coming. Song leader's coming. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's everybody stand to our feet tonight. How many would say, preacher? Preacher, I'm in a building tonight. I'm not thinking so, preacher. I know that I'm saved. Would you raise your hand right now all over the building? If you know you're saved, wave it just a little bit. All right, thank you. How many say preacher? You may take your hand down. How many say preacher? I'm in a building tonight, and there's been some disappointments in my life through people, maybe through family members, maybe through friends, maybe on the job. You've been disappointed. But tonight, by the grace of God, after hearing the message, you say, preacher, I'm going to keep on depending on God and relying on Him. Would you raise your hand? Let me pray for you. All over the building, thank you very much. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing. And I sure do wish you would come tonight and ask the Lord just to help you and give you the strength to go on. My Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, that it is pure, it's powerful, and it's precious, and it strengthens us and encourages us to go on because it is forever settled in heaven. May we depend on you and walk with you because you promised you'd walk with us. Have your way in this invitation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
and amen. What are we singing, Brother Billy?
Page 235, Pass Me Not.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
235.
Come on, if you need to have a little talk with Jesus, that's right, man. Come on. That's right. Yeah, church, come on up here.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Stay there and pray as long as you want to. Well, I'm so glad that you're here.